إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الكلام كلام الله، وأحسن الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، إخواني، these sessions and these few sittings that we have with our beloved brothers here, and our return, إخوان, to Trinidad, Alhamdulillah Ta'ala, we in these sittings will discuss that which is in essence from the usul or the usul of our deen. That is, our deen, ayyuhal ikhwa, as the scholars have mentioned, revolve around two categories of the religion, the usul and the furu'. The usul is a reference to those fundamental, essential elements of the religion that the religion is based upon, and the furu', that which is based upon those usul. Ahlul ilm, they mention al-asl ma bunya alayhi ghayruh. The asl is that thing which other things are built upon. وَالْفَرَعْ مَا يُبْنَى عَلَى غَيْرِهِ. The fara' is that thing which is built upon the asl. So we have a foundation, and then we have things that are built upon that foundation. So the usul of the religion are the foundations of the religion that the rest of the religion are built upon. And of course, when we're dealing with the foundations of the religion, we're dealing with the fundamentals. In essence, we're dealing, ayyuhal ikhwa, with the aqeedah al-islamiyah, al-salafiyah al-sahiha, and then we're dealing with the framework of that aqeedah and the framework of the deen, which is the manhaj and the methodology of Ahl Sunnah. When we hear the word manhaj, oftentimes, ikhwan, it is something that conjures up in our minds images of youth, uncouth youth, declaring individuals mubtadi'a, declaring individuals people of innovation, snarling, yani having angry faces and what have you. That is the image that people will want to portray when it comes to this affair of the methodology and the manhaj. That those who speak of the manhaj are nothing but shabab, suddaj, just wild, uncouth, young boys. That, brothers and sisters, is from the most dangerous of the cause in our time. To warn against the methodology is to warn against the fundamentals of the religion. To warn against studying the manhaj and the methodology is to warn against studying that thing that our hearts are solidified upon, the methodology and the fundamentals of our deen. And so it is an evil call that one will attempt to make the fundamentals of our religion seem as though it is something that the sophisticated and the mature from among us wouldn't embark upon trying to study. And that, brothers and sisters, is something that without doubt is from the da'wat of Iblis, from the cause of Iblis. And so our striving to seek knowledge and increase in the ilm of the religion and the usul of the deen causes us no doubt to return our affair back to the basis of our deen. Prophet ﷺ, he mentioned, as occurs in the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar and others, إِذَا تَبَايَعْتُمْ بِالْعِينَ وَأَخَذْتُمْ عَذَنَامَ الْبَقَرِ وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرَعِ وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلًّا لَا يَنْزِعُهُ عَنْكُمْ حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. That if you trade in عِينَ, an عِينَ, ikhwan, a form of usury, a form of riba, وَأَخَذْتُمْ أَذَنَامَ الْبَقَرِ, and you hold on to the tails of the cow, وَرَضِيتُمْ بِالزَّرَعِ, and you're pleased with agriculture, وَتَرَكْتُمُ الْجِهَادِ, and you leave alone jihad, سَلَّطَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ ذُلًّا, Allah will place upon you humiliation and will not lift it from you حَتَّى تَرْجِعُوا إِلَى دِينِكُمْ. It will not be raised from you until you return to your deen. The humiliation that we see, ikhwan, and that we are experiencing, that the ummah is experiencing and that we're seeing across the globe, the Prophet ﷺ gave us the resolve and gave us that which will remove it from us. And that is a return to return to jihad. Hatta tarji'u ila deenikum, until you return to your deen. And a return to the deen, no doubt, ikhwan, begins with studying the fundamentals of the religion, the usul of the religion. And so we selected, ikhwan, for these short sittings a work, in fact it is part of a work of one of the great mashaykh and the great scholars of this era, who passed away fairly recently, Shaykh Zayd al-Madkhali, rahimahullahu ta'ala. Shaykh Zayd al-Madkhali, he has a large book, two large volumes, entitled Al-Ajwiba al-Sadida, Al-As'ila al-Rashida, The Sound and Correct Answers to the Guided Questions. And it is, in essence, a authorship that revolves around responding to certain issues, responding to certain questions. And within the book, he has a section after dealing and discussing some of the characteristics of the people of Sunnah and those who are upon that which is correct. And then he discusses the characteristics of those who oppose the haqq. He then goes on to mention, وَحَقًّا إِنَّ لِمَنْهَجِ السَّلَفِ فِي الدَّعْوَةِ إِلَى اللَّهِ مُقَوِّمَاتٍ وَإِنَّ عَلَى الْمَنَاهِجَ الْمُخَالَفَ لَهُ مَعَاخِذٍ فَأَمَّا مُقَوِّمَاتَ الْمَنْهَجِ السَّلَفِ فَهِيَ كَثِيرًا وَجَلِيلًا وَفِيمَا يَلِي أَشْهَرُهَا. He said that indeed, the methodology of the Salaf, the methodology of the Salaf of this Ummah, in calling to Allah Azza wa Jal, has components. He mentioned that indeed the manahij, or the methodologies that oppose this path, have ma'akhid, and there are issues that we reproach those manahij and those false methodologies for. And then he mentioned, as far as the components of the methodology of the Salaf, then they are kathira, then they are plentiful, and they are noble. And he mentioned from the most popular of them, that which follows. And so we understand then from this introductory statement that the intent of the Shaykh is to highlight the most fundamental and most popular components of the methodology of the Salaf of this Ummah. What are we speaking about when we mention the methodology of the Salaf? Of course, if on here we have two terms, methodology, manhaj, and Salaf. As far as manhaj is concerned, that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in the Quran, لِكُلِّنْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا, that for every one of you, يعني for every nation among you, we have made a sharia and a minhaj. Here Allah Azza wa Jal mentions two affairs, sharia and minhaj. As far as the sharia is concerned, then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it clear that all of the prophets and messengers are ikhwatun li'allat, as occurs in the hadith of Sahih Bukhari. إخوة لعلات, meaning that they are brothers having the same father, different mothers. And then the Messenger ﷺ explained his intent. He said, دينهم واحد وشرائع شتى. Their deen is one, but the شرائع, yani the sharia, they differ. That each prophet was given a sharia that was relevant to his time and to his people. Within it, there may be some elements, and may have been some elements that were abrogated in another sharia. So the sharia that each prophet had differed slightly, though the bulk of that which was within them was for the most part the same or very similar. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned, وَمِنْهَاجَ. So we have given every prophet a sharia and a minhaj. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, radiallahu anhuma, as it relates to this term minhaj, he said, سَبِيلًا وَسُنَّةً. He said, we have given the meaning of minhaj is a sabil, a path and a sunnah, a path and a way. And so every single prophet and messenger received a sharia and a minhaj. And so when we're speaking of the manhaj of the salaf, then it is imperative that we understand the term salaf, since it is their manhaj that we're looking at, and their manhaj that is in essence the manhaj of our deen. As far as the salaf of this ummah is concerned, ayyuhal ikhwa, then that great scholar of the logha, that great scholar of the language, Ibn Manzoor, he mentioned in his monumental work, Lisan al-Arab, that the salaf is from the madda sa-la-fa. The salaf is min maddat sa-la-fa. Yani it's from the root sa-la-fa in the Arabic language, those three letters. And he mentioned that it is an indication towards man taqaddama min ajdadik wa dhawi qarabatik. It is a reference to those who have passed from your ajdad, from your forefathers, and from dhawi qaraba, from your relatives. When we're speaking then of the salaf, generally the term, it is a reference to those who have passed from your forefathers and from your relatives. When we hear the term coupled, though, with the term salih, then we know we're speaking of a particular type of forefather and a particular type of relative. And as it relates here to our relation with them, then it is a relation of deen. A relation of ukhuwa imaniya. And it is not a relation of nasab necessarily, or a relation of lineage. But it is that they are our forefathers in the religion, in the deen. They are our brothers in the religion. So they are our forefathers in iman. And Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned concerning those who come later from among the believers, they say, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh Allah, forgive us and our brothers who have preceded us in iman. And so they are our brothers, أُخُوَّةً إِيمَانِيَّةً. And that therefore necessitates that they are our salaf. Just as we would have salaf from among our lineage, then they are dearer to us and closer to us in relation to that which Allah Azza wa Jalla blessed them with, from being the first of this ummah in the deen and upon the deen. And so the term salaf then, sa-la-fa, is a term, brothers and sisters, that revolves around a reference to those who have passed. Does the term salaf occur? And oftentimes we hear the people saying, well, yes, yakhi, you people, you know, you're calling to something that the scholars have created. This salaf, salafi, and it's something that the scholars have created. It's not something that we find in the Quran or in the Sunnah. Is there evidence for this salaf? Is this salaf mentioned in the Quran? Shra'aikum. Mentioned in the Quran? The term salaf mentioned in the Quran? Madhkur mentioned in the Quran. Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned this occurs in Surah An-Nisa,
ولا تنكحوا ما نكح آباؤكم من النساء إلا ما قد سلف. Do not marry the women who your forefathers have married except those who have سلف, those who have passed. إنه كان فاحشة ومقتا وساء سبيلا. Indeed, it is lewdness and it is that which incurs the anger of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the evil path. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions in the Quran concerning riba. وَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَى فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Whomsoever there comes to them an admonition from their Lord, يعني concerning riba, and they understand it is now haram, فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفَ, then for him is that which has passed, وَأَمْرُهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, and his affair is with Allah. That is, he will be overlooked for him if he dealt with the riba before he knew that it was haram. But now that he knows that it is haram, it is upon him to desist. Likewise, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, حُرِّمَتْ عَلَيْكُمْ أُمَّهَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُكُمْ وَأَخَوَاتُكُمْ وَعَمَّاتُكُمْ وَخَالَاتُكُمْ وَبَنَاتُ الْأَخِ وَبَنَاتُ الْأُمِّ وَأُمَّهَاتُ نِسَائِكُمْ. Up until Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, وَرَبَائِبُكُمُ اللَّاتِي مِنْ حُجُورِكُمْ مِنْ نِسَائِكُمُ اللَّاتِي دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنَّ فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُونُوا دَخَلْتُمْ بِهِنَّ فَلَا جُنَاهَ عَلَيْكُمْ وَحَلَائِلُ أَبْنَائِكُمْ الَّذِينَ مِنْ أَصْلَابِكُمْ وَأَنْ تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ. Allah Azza wa Jalla, after mentioning all of the women who are haram upon us, your mothers, your aunties, your sisters, your daughters, your paternal aunties, maternal aunties, the women who are the mothers of your wives, those daughters of the women that you have married and had relations with, the wives of your sons, and then Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, وَأَن تَجْمَعُوا بَيْنَ الْأُخْتَيْنِ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ, and that you gather between two sisters, then at once, إِلَّا مَا قَدْ سَلَفَ. As far as gathering between two sisters, as far as marrying two sisters of one, then halal or haram, Khan? To marry two sisters, halal. Marry sister. You marry a woman and you marry a sister, yaqi? Your wife ever happy about that? Halal or haram, Khan? Ahsant. At the same time, no. But as far as marrying two sisters, they're Jews, permissible. And from the greatest examples of that, Ikhwan, the Nurayn, Uthman, radiallahu anhu, who married two of the daughters of the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it's permissible to marry two sisters, but not to marry two sisters at the same time. And it occurs in the Sunnah prohibition against marrying a woman and her auntie. Now, and so as far as the affair then of the term Salaf, then we understand, Ikhwan, that it is a reference to those who have passed generally and linguistically. But specifically, when we're speaking about the Manhaj Salaf, we're speaking about the Manhaj Salaf Salih. And so it is coupled with this term Salih, because not every one of our forefathers are necessarily Salih, righteous. So we're speaking specifically concerning the manhaj as-salaf as-salih, the methodology of the salaf as-salih, of the righteous, pious predecessors. And that, brothers and sisters, no doubt, is the way that our scholars throughout time have called to the methodology of the noble salaf. And who, brothers and sisters, would dislike an attribution and an ascription to these noble individuals? Who would have a problem ascribing himself to Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, Ali, Abdurrahman bin Auf, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqas, Abdurrahman or Abdullah ibn Abi Awfa, Aisha, Fatima? Who would have a problem attributing himself to the likes of Sa'id ibn Jubayr, Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, the likes of al-Ikhwa of al-Hasan al-Basri, the likes of Ikhwan of Ata ibn Abi Rabah, Atal Khurasani, the likes of Hamad bin Salama, Hamad bin Zayd, the likes of Sufyan al-Thawri, Sufyan ibn Uyayna, who would have a problem affiliating himself with them? Why? Would you have a problem with that? Oh, because it now has a bad name. Well, Islam, for your knowledge, in the dunya, now has a bad name on the basis of sufaha, fools, who have tainted this beautiful name of Islam and the Muslimin. So do we denounce them, Islam, and not affiliate ourselves to that? Not, no doubt, brothers and sisters, is from the affairs that the shaytan, or from the paths that the shaytan will lead us down. Many of the people, they say, as far as I am concerned, that I'm Sunni. Salafi, yeah, but Sunni. The one who says that I am Sunni, but I don't want to refer to myself as Salafi, has clearly misunderstood Ikhwan Salafiyya. If he makes a difference between referring to oneself as Sunni and referring to oneself as Salafi, then he hasn't understood Salafiyya. And so, as we mentioned, this term is a noble ascription, and no one should have any issue whatsoever with referring and attributing himself to the Salaf of this Ummah. No one. Since it is that which we saw the Salaf themselves calling the people to. And that is a question. Is it from the manhaj of the Salaf and from the methodology of the Salaf to call to and affiliate oneself with the methodology of the Salaf? Huh? We say that we call ourselves Salafi and we ascribe ourselves to the methodology, this noble methodology of the Salaf. But was it from the methodology of the Salaf to ascribe themselves and to refer to themselves and to refer to the methodology of the Salaf in their deen and in the fundamentals? Important question. Khan, when Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, in that which is popular from the narration of him debating with the Khawarij who sought to fight against Ali radiallahu anhu, and who had made takfir of him and those who were with him from the Sahaba, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he went to debate with a group of them. When he went to debate with them, from the first of the statements that he made was that I have just come from the son-in-law and the cousin of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and I have just come from the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon them the Quran was revealed. وَلَا أَرَى فِيكُم مِّنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. He said, I do not see among you a single one of them. I do not see among you a single one of them. And so the first of the arguments that he used against them, that none of the Salaf are with you. Sahaba رضوان الله عليهم present. But أَنَا لَا أَرَى فِيكُم مِّنْهُمْ أَحَدًا. I do not see among you from them anyone. Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu likewise, when he went to the masjid to address and to admonish those who Abu Musa al-Ash'ari had seen, as occurs in that narration in the Sunnah of Imam al-Darimi, he had seen counting stones in a circle. He said that I saw groups of individuals in circles, and at the head of them there was a man with stones, and all of them had stones. And he would say, Kabbiru mi'a. Make takbir 100 times, count your stones, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and they would count the stones. Resembling, Ikhwan, to the tasbih bead that we see many of the people using. Yeah, stones on a string. Count your stones, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And then he would say, Hallilu mi'a. Say, La ilaha illallah mi'a 100 times. La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. And so Ibn Mas'ud, he said to Abu Musa, I didn't see what appeared to be khayr. He said, didn't you tell them to count your sins and know that your good deeds will not be lost? And so he took his slippers and he said that verily, if I find them there, then I will tell them. Entered the masjid, and lo and behold, they were still there. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. And so he said, Ya Ummat Muhammad, count your sins. And know that your good deeds will not be lost. These are the utensils of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, still present, unbroken. And these are his Sahaba mutawafirun. These are his Sahaba present. He said, either you are upon a way that is greater in guidance than the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أو مفتتحون باب ضلالة. All you're opening for yourselves a door of misguidance. And so we saw that, Ikhwan, that it was from the way of the Salaf to follow and to call to and to praise the way of the Salaf. And we found likewise that those who came later from the Muhaddithun and the scholars of Hadith, they would refer and make a reference to the Salaf of this Ummah. Imam al-Bukhari, he makes mention of Rashid bin Sa'd. And that statement of Rashid bin Sa'd, who mentions, كان السلف يستحبون الفضولة. He said, as it relates to the riding beast that they would love, the Jamal. They would love the Jamal. يعني the camel. He mentioned, لِأَنَّهَا أَجْرَى فِي السَّيْرِ, because they found that it was a better animal in terms of traversing, moving. But he mentioned, كَانَ السَّلَفِ, the Salaf used to love. And so Imam al-Bukhari made mention of the term, and of, يعني the affair of the Salaf. Likewise, Imam Muslim, he mentions that narration concerning Amr ibn Thabit, that the Salaf of this Ummah, they said, Da'u Amr ibn Thabit, one of the narrators of Hadith, a person who was popular during the era of the Salaf, Amr ibn Thabit, the statement of Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak and others, Da'u Amr ibn Thabit, fa'innahu kana yasubbu Salaf. He said, leave alone Amr ibn Thabit, because he used to curse the Salaf. And so they used the term Salaf in their reference, and they would in fact abandon an individual for speaking ill of the Salaf. And so this term Salaf, Ikhwan, is only something that is gharib and ajeeb in our time, in this era. It has now become something strange, because the deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, the true deen of Allah Azza wa Jal, in essence has become something strange, as the Messenger of Allah has mentioned. Bada'i, as it occurs in the hadith of Sahl ibn Sa'd al-Sa'idi, Ba'd bada' al-Islam ghariban, wa say'udu ghariban kama bada' fatuba lil-ghuraba. That indeed Islam began as something strange, and it shall return to being something strange, so give glad tidings to the strangers. So to affiliate oneself then to this methodology, this noble methodology, is a noble ascription. Who and why would anyone have an issue referring to himself as a follower of the Salaf? Just as he refers to himself as Sunni, a follower of the Sunnah, then he should have no issue referring to himself as Salafi, a follower of the Salaf, and the one who makes a difference between the two truly hasn't understood Salafiyya. In fact, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah makes that crystal clear. As occurs in Majmu' al-Fatawa, volume 4, page 149, he mentions, rahimahullahu ta'ala, la ayba ala man adhara madhhab al-salaf, wa antasibu ilayhi wa a'taza ilayhi, bal yajibu qabulu thalika minhu bittifaq, fa inna manhaj al-salafi, مذهب السلف لا يكون إلا حقا. Mentioned that there is no aib or no blemish upon the one who affiliates himself to the methodology of the Salaf, attributes himself to it, and ascribes himself to it. And then he mentions, in fact, يجب قبول ذلك منه باتفاق. It is compulsory to accept that from him by consensus of the ulama. By consensus of the ulama, فَإِنَّ مَثَلَ السَّلَفِ لَا يَكُونُ إِلَّا حَقًّا. For indeed, the methodology of the Salaf is nothing but the haq, nothing but the truth. So we make mention then of one or two ikhwan in this session, and we'll continue in the sessions that are to come, of these characteristics and these components of this methodology of the Salaf of this Ummah. The first of them, our Shaykh mentions, rahimahullah ta'ala, اعتمادهم على نصوص الكتاب والسنة وعلوم السلف هذه الأمة الذين أتاهم الله فهما صحيحا لنصوص كتابه الكريم وسنة نبيه الهادي الأمين صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وتفاعلوا معها في حياتهم العملية تحليلا وتحريما ودعوة وجهادا وأمرا ونهيا وأدبا وسلوكا على حد قول الله سبحانه وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوا وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا. First issue that he mentions is their reliance upon the nusus and the text of the kitab and the sunnah, and upon the sciences of the salaf of this ummah, the pious predecessors of this ummah, those who Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then he mentions some of the beautiful characteristics, or something from the beautiful characteristics of the salaf, those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, fahman, fahman sahihan, those who Allah has given a correct and sound understanding of the text of his noble book and of the sunnah of his prophet, the guide, the noble and trustworthy guide, sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. He mentioned, and they would act upon them and with them in their haya al-amaliya, in their lives, yani in their active lives. Yeah, and they would act upon them tahleelan wa tahreema, in declaring things halal and haram, and in da'wah and jihad, and in calling and prohibiting, and in mannerisms and in etiquette, on the basis of the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَمَا آتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوا وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا. The statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, that which the messenger gives you, then take it. And what he prohibits you from, then desist and stay away from it. That then, ikhwan, of course, is most correct start point and the most correct beginning to the mention of these usul and these fundamentals and these principles and characteristics of the followers of the Salaf of this Ummah. He mentions, ثانياً, secondly, سلامة النية وحسن القصد في كل ما يأتون ويذرون مع التحلي بالصبر والحكمة وموعظة الحسنة التي تعتبر من أجل الأسس التي تقوم عليها دعوة الإسلام. دعوة الإسلام. Now, da'wah al-Islam. He mentions, secondly, salamatul niyyati, having sound niyyah and correct and good intent in everything that they do and that they leave alone, alongside adorning themselves with sabr, with patience, with hikmah, with good sermon, allati tu'tabaru min ajalli al-usus, those things that are considered from the most noble foundations that the da'wah is built upon. And so these two fundamentals he begins with, ikhwan. The first of them, their reliance upon the book and the sunnah, and the knowledge of the Salaf of this ummah and their understanding. And secondly, that they have good niyyah. And so, ikhwan, correct following, correct ittiba' of the kitab and the sunnah, and having sound niyyah, that our niyyah is lillah, they in essence, these two affairs are the foundations of any acceptable action. That we perform that action with sincerity lillah, and that the action is done in accordance with ittiba and tajreedul mutaba'a lin nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we single out following the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from following the Prophet is the, and following the book is following the Salaf of this Ummah, since the book itself calls to following the Salaf of this Ummah. السابقون الأولون من المهاجرين والأنصار والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. Allah mentions the first and foremost ones from the مهاجرون and the أنصار, from those who made the migration from Mecca to Medina, and the أنصار, those who were present in Medina from among the companions of the Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then anyone who follows them in righteousness. Allah عز وجل mentions in the verse anyone. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانٍ, and those who, يعني anybody, who follows them in righteousness, رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه. That following is not restricted to the generation that followed the companions. لا. Allah Azza wa Jalla did not restrict it to any generation. وَالَّذِينَ, and الَّذِينَ is from the ألفاظ العموم, is from the terms and from the words that indicate generality. الَّذِينَ, those who follow them in righteousness. Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran commands us with following the companions. Likewise, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla is in Surah An-Nisa, when Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين نوله ما تولى ونصله جهنم وساءت مصيرا. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions whosoever contends with the Messenger after the clear guidance has come to him. So he hears it, is that he receives the clear guidance and he contends with the Messenger. As far as I'm concerned, the way I see it. And follows a path other than the path of the believers, we believe in the path that he has chosen for himself, and burn him in Jahannam. What an evil destination. There is a statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, we will burn him in Jahannam. He chooses a path other than the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned someone else within that verse. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ الرَّسُولَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُجْرِمِينَ, أستغفر الله عليه, ويتبع غير سبيل سبيل ليش المؤمنين. Allah عز وجل in this ayah makes mention of that which is related, ikhwan, not only to following that which Allah عز وجل has given to his messenger, but following a path, a particular path, and that is the path of the believers. And as Ibn Abi Jamrah, he mentions in his explanation, or in Bahjatul Nufus al-Abrar, he mentions that indeed this ayah falls upon and initially, ultimately deals with and addresses and refers to the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For it was upon them that the verse was revealed. They were the only mu'minun when this ayah was revealed, the companions. So Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions, whomsoever follow, contends with the Messenger after the haqq has come to him, and follows a path other than the path of the believers, yani the companions, what is their recompense? نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُسْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَصَعَدَتْ مَصِيرًا. We will leave him in the path that he chose for himself, since he chose the path himself. And Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned something similar concerning the Yahud. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they went astray, and when they chose to go astray, Allah Azza wa Jalla made their hearts go astray. So when they choose that for themselves, Allah Azza wa Jalla leaves them upon the path that they choose for themselves, after knowing guidance. Allah Azza wa Jalla likewise mentions, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا, as it says in Surah Al-Baqarah, فَإِنْ آمَنُوا. And those of you who have studied a little something from the Lugha Al-Arabiya, ikhwan, will know that there is a benefit in this verse. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا, بمثل ما آمنتم به فقد اهتدوا فإن تولوا فإنما هم في شقاق وسيكفيكهم الله. الله عز وجل mentions that if they آمنوا, if they believe in the likes of that which you all believe in. Here Allah عز وجل did not mention you, Muhammad, did not mention the singular. Allah عز وجل did not say فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتَ بِهِ. Allah عز وجل mentioned فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ بِهِ, which is the ضمير الجمع. It is a ضمير or a pronoun that is relative and relates to a plural, to a collective. So here Allah عز وجل was not referring to one man. فَإِنْ آمَنُوا بِمِثْلِ مَا آمَنْتُمْ أَنْتُمْ بِهِ. If they believe in the likes of that which you all believe in, that is, Prophet ﷺ and the companions, فَقَدْ اِهْتَدَوْا, then indeed they are guided. But if they turn away, then they will be فِي شِقَاق, they will be split and divided. And Allah عَزَّ وَجَلَّ will suffice you in relation to them. And so, they command them to follow Allah Azza wa Jal, the Messenger of Allah, and the way of the companions, something that is present in the book, present in the sunnah of his Messenger of Allah. Alaykum bi sunnati wa sunnati al-khulafa al-rashidun al-mahdiin al-ba'di. Cling to my sunnah and the sunnah of the khulafa al-rashidin. Al-Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he was asked on an occasion, is it said concerning that which has come from Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, sunnah? فَقَالَ رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى نَعَمْ. He said yes, it is. That which has come from Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman and Ali, we refer to it as sunnah. And as occurs in another response of his that is present in his su'alat, he was asked a similar question and he said yes, it is sunnah. Have you not heard the statement of the Messenger? عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدُونَ. He didn't mention, he didn't say the path of the Khulafa al-Rashidun or cling to that which they conveyed to you from my sunnah. He said to their sunnah. And then the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تَمَسَّكُوا بِهَا. He said, cling to it. And the Messenger of Allah did not say tamassaku bihima. He didn't say cling to the two of them. He said cling to it, referring to it as one entity. Wa'adu alayha bin nawajib, and bite unto that majority. So we understand then that the sunnah al-kamila, the sunnatul kamila, the complete sunnah. When it is said, ahlus sunnati wal jama'a, it is a reference to this complete sunnah. Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alongside the sunnah of the companions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the sunnatul kamila. And that now that is established, ikhwan, from the statement of Imam al-Zuhri, rahimahullah ta'ala. Salih bin Kaysan, from the great A'imma of Hadith, he said that I said to Imam al-Zuhri, I accompanied Imam al-Zuhri in seeking knowledge and in seeking Hadith. And so we said, let us write the statements of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, so we wrote the Ahadith of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, and then the Imam al-Zuhri, he said, let us write that which has come from the companions, ridwanullahi alayhim, فَإِنَّهَا سُنَّةِ فَإِنَّهَا سُنَّةِ. The statement of that great Imam, Imam al-Zuhri, Muhammad ibn Muslim ibn Ubaidillah ibn Abdullah ibn Shihab, al-Zuhri rahimahullahu ta'ala, Imam al-A'immatul Hadith, from the greatest of the A'imma of the Hadith of the Tabi'een. The one who Umar ibn Abdul Aziz commissioned with the collecting and the gathering of the sunnah. One of the greatest of the a'imma of hadith that ever lived. Those who, the scholars of hadith used to say, there was a time when the midar of the sunnah was upon al-Imam al-Zuhri. That is, all of those who lived from his contemporaries had passed away, and he was from the only scholar that had taken from certain individuals from the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or other tabi'een who had passed away. And so this great imam, he said, in Salih bin Kaysan, he said that I was with him. So he said, let us gather that which has come from the companions, ridwanullahi alayhim, فَإِنَّهَا سُنَّةً. For indeed it is sunnah. He said, فَجَمَعَ وَلَمْ أَجْمَعَ فَكَتَبَ وَلَمْ أَكْتُبْ وَنَجَحَ وَضَيَعَتْ. He said, so he wrote and I did not write. And he was successful and I went to waste. Even though Salih bin Kaysan was an imam in a'immat al-hadith, thiqatun thabt, upright, trustworthy. But in comparison to Imam al-Zuhri, of course, Ikhwan, he himself recognized that Imam al-Zuhri was superior. But he returned his father and his virtue back to that which he had from the athar and the statements of the companions of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we round up, Ikhwan, in this session on that note. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين. Is it correct to say that we only call ourselves Salafi in order to distinguish ourselves from Ahlul Bid'ah? And if Ahlul Bid'ah start referring to themselves as Salafi, then the Salafis would eventually call themselves by another name. As far as the term or the reference of Quran, I'm referring to ourselves as Salafi, now from its wisdoms is distinction. But that is not the only wisdom. We refer to ourselves as Salafi because we're Salafi. Just as we refer to ourselves to those other names from the Asma, and from those names that are indicative of Ahlul Sunnah, regardless of whether or not the people of Bid'ah utilize those names, we refer to ourselves, and those names, Ikhwan, all of them have their origin in the Nusus and the text of the Kitab and the Sunnah. Ahlul Sunnah to Wal Jama'ah, no doubt, returning back to that which is indicated by the statement of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, عَلَيْكُمْ بِسُنَّتِي وَسُنَّةِ الْخُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِينَ مِنْ بَعْدِي. Cling to my sunnah. So we then refer to ourselves as Ahlul Sunnah. Likewise, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he mentioned, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ لَا يَضُرُّهُمْ مَنْ خَذَلَهُمْ وَلَا مَنْ خَالَفَهُمْ. They will never cease to be a group from among my ummah, ظَاهِرِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ, not being opposed by those, or not being affected by those who oppose them or forsake them, until the hour is established and they are manifest upon that. Similarly, the Messenger of Allah, when he spoke about the 73 sects, and this ummah splitting into 73 sects, 72 of them in the Nar, one in Jannah, the Messenger of Allah, when he was asked who that one in Jannah is, he said, he responded as occurs in one riwayah, one version of the hadith, هِيَ الْجَمَاعَ, هِيَ الْجَمَاعَ. Thus Ahlul Sunnah refer to themselves as Ahlul Sunnati wal Jama'a. Likewise, Ahlul Hadith, since they are Ahlul Hadith wal Athar, likewise, they refer to themselves as Ahlul Athar, since they are the followers of the Athar of the Messenger of Allah, the followers of the Athar of the companions, and they refer to themselves, أيها الإخوة, as Ahlul, as the Atba' al-Salaf or Salafiyun, since they are the followers of the Salaf of this Ummah. Those names and those titles were not used only for the purposes, or for purposes of distinction, but that is from the greatest, or from their wisdoms, and from their usages. But because of the fact that Ahlul Bid'ah from among the Sufiyyah now refer to themselves as Ahlul Sunnah, we do not now say that we abandon the term Ahlul Sunnah because the Sufis use it. Like, rather, we make clear their opposition to the path of Ahlul Sunnah, and that Ahlul Sunnah til Haqqa are the followers of the Salaf of this Ummah, the Salafiyyun, Ahlul Hadith, Ahlul Athar, and so on. And so, na'am, Sheikh Al-Albani, when he discusses the affair, or when he discusses the issue of those who affiliate themselves with the Book and the Sunnah and the Way of the Companions, he mentions that indeed the one or those who follow the book and the sunnah, it is a must that one distinguishes himself from every other claimant to the book and the sunnah, since every individual and every proponent of every madhab claims to be upon the book and the sunnah. And so by way of what thing do we distinguish ourselves? And when the messenger, Sheikh Al-Albani was debating with an individual who said and had a problem with utilizing the term Salaf and Salafi, he said, what is the issue with the term? He said, it's better that we just refer to ourselves as Muslim. He said, Muslim, what type of Muslim are you? What type or what kind of Muslim are you? He said, Muslim following the book and the sunnah. He said, yes, but everybody makes that claim. You speak to the Sufi, he makes that claim. Shi'i makes that claim. Every hizb and every group and every party makes the same claim, follower of the Kitab and the Sunnah. So what type of follower of the Kitab and the Sunnah are you? He said, I'm a follower of the Kitab and the authentic Sunnah in accordance with the understanding of the Sahaba and the Salaf of this Ummah. He said, فَبَدَلًا مِّنْ هَذَا الْمِشْوَارِ طَوِيلٍ. Rather than this big long journey, following the book and the authentic sunnah, the salaf and the sahaba, the Arab, they have a qaida that relates to the law of Arabiya, khayru kalami ma qalla wa dal. The best speech is that which is small, short, concise, and it indicates that which a person intends. So rather than this big long journey, the term salafi, ikhwan, is a term that is indicative of all of that paragraph that this individual utilized to refer to himself. So the term then is one that one utilizes, regardless of the fact that the people of innovation, they use the term, we clarify the fact that their ascription to it is an ascription that is batil, because of the fact that individuals such as a nation of Islam, Louis Farrakhan, who are kuffar, because of the fact that they refer to themselves as the nation of Islam, do we now reject affiliating ourselves with Islam and Muslimin? No. Rather, we highlight the fact that they are in actuality kuffar. And the difference between them and Islam, or them and manifesting Islam, is that the difference between the heavens and the earth. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam. Tayyib, if there's no more questions, then I will ask. I have some questions, inshallah. But you'll be rewarded if you answer the questions correctly. Tayyib, we've got here 6 books. We'll split them in half, 2 for the brothers, 2 for the sisters, or 2 piles, 1 for the brothers, 1 for the sisters. We mentioned, Ikhwan, the statement of Ibn Manzoor al-Afriqi in Lisan al-Arab. We mentioned the definition of the Salaf. He said that the Salaf, they are for the brothers from that you're correct so far, but there's a little completion. Those who have passed from from your
forefathers.
Your forefathers. So who do we get our message? we give this one over. Alright, we give you a question. So Bismillah, sir. Good, come take one of these. Tell you, one for the sisters. Now, we mentioned a claim that some people make, and that is that the term Salaf is not present in the Quran. How do we respond to them? And if you don't know the verse, then I will accept a general, and if you just mention the general meaning of the verse at least. How do we respond to them? Now, we likewise mentioned, the statement of Ibn Abbas concerning the term minhaj. In the statement of Allah Azza wa Jalla, لِكُلِّمْ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. How did Ibn Abbas describe minhaj in the verse? What did he say in description of minhaj? What is this minhaj? What is this minhaj for? لِكُلِّ جَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ شِرْعَةً وَمِنْهَاجًا. سنة وسبيلا أو سبيلا وسنة. تفضل. Another one for the sisters. Now, was it from the methodology of the Salaf to call to the methodology of the Salaf? I mention one evidence for that. Was it from the methodology of the Salaf to call to the methodology of the Salaf? And mention one evidence for that. Tayyib. Last one for the brothers. Salih bin Kaysan. He accompanied one of the great imams of hadith. The two of them wrote the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this imam, he said, I'm going to write the statements of the Sahaba because verily they are sunnah. Which imam was that? Oh. Tayyib.
If you wanna, you wanna choose guy, you wanna send it back.
If you just bring them over here to the sisters. Just hand it over. This is for the one who, whoever just. Answer the question by text. I think it's the wife of Ali. Make it easy. Tayyib. Where are we? You still with the brothers? There's one left. Yeah. Bismillah. Yeah, clean up today, shit.
Fire!
Another one for the sisters. The first question for the sisters wasn't responded to yet, which was... that was the first one. Yeah, what was the second one? Was that the first one? Huh? Ah, yeah, that's excellent.
So the second question, for if you've forgotten the question, was it from the methodology of the Salaf to call to the methodology of the Salaf? And the last question for the sisters, طيب اه ولا 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 صعب شيء هذا صعب شوية الأخوات alright Imam Abdullah ibn al-Mubarak spoke against a man known as Amr ibn Thabit because he used to do something to the Salaf. If you were listening, you remember what that one is. And we'll let that be the last question, inshallah. I mean, so far we only have one correct answer. But that one's for the sisters. If the sisters don't respond to those two questions, then we're going to return it back to the brothers. We're going to usurp those books and bring them back over to this section here. We're going to reclaim the books for the brothers. And it looks like is there paper over there? Like we're going to give the sisters 20 seconds. We're going to give the sisters 20 seconds. Because you've had about 10 minutes already. Whatever the messenger gives you, accept luck. Manhaj is your methodology of fiqh. No, it was not the methodology of the Salaf. That is so diametrically opposed to what we've been saying in this lecture. All right, we're gonna have to usurp the books for the brothers. Again, we'll give you a few more seconds. If not, then we'll return the question to the brothers. First question, then. First question then was.
Somebody remember?
That was at the first one. Was it from the methodology of the Salaf to cause the methodology of the Salaf? We're looking at hands first hand, bismillah. Alright, example now. That's a quick note. Second question.
What's the second one?
Yes, Sheikh, you answered it. What was it again? Yes, Amr ibn Thabit was chastised and rebuked because he used to. Oh, you nearly miss it. That's it. You nearly miss it. Bismillah. Because he used to curse the Salaf. I will run up on that note, Ikhwan. Allahu ta'ala alam. Barakallahu. Sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad. واخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.